Excerpt from Book 2 of Tractatus, 8 and 9, by St. Zeno of Verona, as translated in The Blessed Virgin in the Fathers of the First 6 Centuries by Thomas Livius, 1893. God, the Son of God, at the time appointed, concealing for the while his majesty, comes forth from his ethereal throne and prepares for himself a tabernacle in the temple of the predestined virgin, wherein he hides himself, about to become man. And there, whilst preserving what he was, he meditates to be what he was not. Mingled thus with human flesh, he forms himself an infant. The womb of Mary swells forth with pride, not by conjugal gift, but by faith, by the word, not by seed. She knows not the tediousness of the months, since she has conceived within herself the world's creator. According as God had promised by the prophets, that he would send his Son as a fitting Savior for the human race in fullness of time, laying aside meanwhile the dignity of his divinity, but not of his power. He came forth from heaven, and entered, a chaste guest, into the sanctuary of the virginal temple, and then carried out what it was his will to be. Yea, in hidden manner he assumed that which of old he had appointed to be accomplished. With glad will he reposes in that all-flowering home of chastity, and prepares for himself, in the womb of the Holy Virgin, a body wherein he will be born at his own will. Fashioned into a man, God is enclosed in the covering of flesh, and borrows a human life from time, he who bestows eternity on times. O prodigy! Mary conceives of him whom she brings forth, her womb swells with majesty, not from seed, and the virgin holds him, whom the world and the fullness of the world cannot contain. Meanwhile, limbs add growth to their maker, and the work clothes the workman with its shape. End of excerpt from St. Zeno of Verona.